I'm Fiorello Provera. I am member of European Parliament and deputy chairman of the Foreign Affairs Committee of Brussels. I see Jews and Arabs, Palestinian Arabs or Arabs in general, living together side by side, sharing the same sacrifices, the same fatigue, the same hope, the same success. And I think that is the only way to build peace in the heart and the mind of people. Religion is a pillar for the life of mankind. Every single person, every single citizen need religious principle. But for us living in a secular state, I think that the basic coexistence has to be founded on the rule and on the laws of each country. We can follow the rules and we can live in peace together. If we should be able to live following the rules and sharing the religious values, heaven will be on earth very soon.
Very good. And as you know, in the three divine religions, there is compassion, mercy, love, tolerance, and justice. But there is a lot of radicalism and bigotry, with enmity and hatred, and the violence and the terrorism. How do you think this can be treated?
They are the worst enemies of religion and of God. The worst enemies. Religion is peace and love for every member of mankind. And what I expect from Islam and from moderate Muslims is to speak out very clearly and take distance from violence and from terrorism, because those people, I mean the terrorists, are giving an image of the Islam that is far from the truth. And this is the reason why the action of Dr. Akhtar is precious, because he wants to show an Islam quite different from the Islam of the terrorism and the violence. I think that you, moderate, have to speak up and to everybody on every situation and with every tool, I mean TV, media, and information, and make very clear that there are Islamic people that can share side by side a project of peace, and that the terrorists are the worst enemy of the real Islam. I hope to be there because also because I have a few friends in Istanbul since the time of my universitarian youth. And so I hope to see them again, inshallah. And it's quite necessary to my mind to listen to different opinion. And it's an occasion, a chance to change your mind. We have to be very open-minded and to discuss in every moment our position, because this is democracy. Salaam alaikum. Gulay, gulay.